Study after study show that children are spending more and more time online for a variety of reasons, educational fun, things like that. And that large amount of screen time also makes your child more prone to being targeted by ads and impacted by data collection policies. That might sound innocent or nothing more than what you're exposed to, but while you may have the awareness to effectively respond, your child more than likely does not. This is why the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA, became law all the way back in 1998. Yeah, the ancient days of the Internet. As the Internet obviously has grown since then, my next guest believes that COPPA should keep up with those times. Joining us to explain what the pending legislation to do just this features is Policy Counsel with Fair Play, Haley Hinkle. Thanks for being here today, Haley.
Thanks so much for having me.
FairPlayForKids.org. Learn more about this and other issues at Fair Play. Keeps an eye on and gives you the facts and the truth about. So talk about COPPA 2.0, let's call it, and what is it setting out to do in better protecting kids during their online time?
Yeah, it's really setting out to do a few things. And I think exactly as you said, really trying to reach the core problem here, which is that COPPA was passed in the 1990s, and there's a lot more we need to be doing to protect minors online now in 2025. And so a few key things among the many in the bill. The first is that it extends protections to teenagers through age 17. COPPA only protects kids under the age of 13, and we think it's very important that teens get data privacy protections online just as children do. So that's a huge expansion of protection to teenagers in particular. Second, it prohibits the use of kids and teens' data for targeted advertising. And just as you said, there are plenty of things to be concerned about in terms of kids and teens' awareness of the ways in which they are being influenced by targeted ads when they're online. But the use of their data for targeted advertising is also a huge driver behind so many of the design choices we see on social media and online gaming that are meant to keep kids online for as long as possible. And so by removing the financial incentive to keep their eyeballs, keep them seeing ads and clicking, we really kind of shift priorities for tech companies away from keeping kids and teens online for as many hours of the day as they can. Another big piece that Fair Play thinks is really critical in COPPA 2.0 is that it will close loopholes in COPPA that have allowed tech companies to sort of pretend that they don't recognize when there are children under 13 on their platforms. COPPA has a standard where, you know, if the company has actual knowledge that they're dealing with a child under 13, they need to provide COPPA's protections. COPPA 2.0 says that companies need to provide these protections if, you know, basically they knew or should have known. We think this is critical because we know that tech companies are taking in a lot of information about users of all ages and using that to then tell advertisers, you know, hey, I've got teenagers who are interested in makeup, or hey, I've got kids who love to play Roblox. We think if they're taking in and making these inferences for the purposes of things like advertising, they also need to be required to use that information to provide the protections under the law.
I know the COPPA is also calling it, it's basically mandating opt-in consent from teenage users, which is that where some of these tech companies that you're referring to that want to plead ignorance? Because you can go to most media websites, for example, and a pop-up will the American Journal wants to send you updates, and you can either decline or accept. So are these websites that are denying but still targeting youths, they make that option absent so that kids don't have that opt-out action?
Yeah, so it is somewhat similar. The way that COPPA works right now for the protections for preteens, when you've got a platform that is directed to kids or a user that you've got actual knowledge is a child, then you need to, you know, stop the child in their process for signing up for the game or website or going any further and say that you need to get parental consent for us to collect your data. you know, the alternative would to be to, you know, offer the service in a way that doesn't collect any of the child's data. And there are a few very sort of limited exceptions just to keep the website working. And how COPPA 2.0 would work for teens would, yes, be asking them to actually consent to collections of their data. And again, if they don't consent, then offering the service without those extra collections. There are a sort of additional protections baked in even once a parent or teenager consents under COPPA 2.0 to try to limit, you know, you need to only use that data for the purpose it was collected, trying to put some limits on how it's retained and what it's used for, just to prevent the sale and spread of a user's information in the first place.
With Haley Hinkle, who is Policy Counsel of Fair Play, about the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, better known as COPPA, or more currently COPPA 2.0, which is in the process and legislation. We'll get to that in a moment. Fairplayforkids.org, their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It's key to mention, maybe it's a testimony to just how important this issue is being looked at. This is a bipartisan supported bill currently in the Senate. Chief sponsors are Senators Ed Markey, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Bill Cassidy, Republican from Louisiana. They're the ones who reintroduced COPPA 2.0 because this was a try and fail back in 2024. Why do we have to do this a second time, Haley?
Yeah, so COPPA 2.0 passed the Senate by an overwhelming margin last year, over 90 votes. But a number of kids' online safety bills, including COPPA 2.0 and the Kids Online Safety Act, did not make it to a floor vote in the House of Representatives. Speaker Johnson did not ultimately decide to bring those to the floor for a vote last year. And so while there's a lot of bipartisan support, we need to actually get this through the process on both sides of the Hill this session. And so the Senate has already, in 2025, advanced COPPA 2.0 out of committee, and we are really urging the House to advance out of committee in both chambers to have a floor vote this time around. I think there has been really widespread bipartisan support for the data privacy aspects of the kids' online safety discussion in Washington, D.C., and where we have seen, you know, a bit more debate around the specifics has come in some of these other bills where things have been paired together. But we really think this is, you know, urgent and need to see this get done.
You mentioned the actual knowledge standard, how that is going to be tightened up. Does the legislation feature penalties for violations of that understanding?
Yes. So with the knowledge standard, both the Federal Trade Commission and state attorneys general can enforce COPPA and COPPA 2.0. And yes, we have seen even with the actual knowledge standard, the FTC and in partnership with attorneys general and even folks like the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, they've brought cases saying, you know, look, we issued investigative demands. We've looked at the information you had and you clearly knew kids were here and you weren't providing the protections anyway. So we absolutely expect that will be the same with the updated standard where they knew or should have known they had kids and teenagers. And that gives these law enforcers really the opportunity basically to bring a case, or more commonly, the companies will settle for some agreed upon financial penalty.
Now, this time around, is COPPA 2.0 a standalone? Because if I'm understanding it right, last year it was connected with the Kids Online Safety Act?
Yeah, it is a standalone. Last year, both the Kids Online Safety Act and COPPA 2.0 passed out of committee in the Senate as their own bills, and they were paired together for a joint vote on the Senate floor. And so that's where we got over 90 votes on both bills. But yes. COPPA 2.0 advanced out of committee in a bill all on its own earlier this year.
So hopefully this time, the second time, will be the charm and to get this much needed legislation through just for accountability and responsibility, especially when it concerns your kids online. I mean, the old joke, my kid knows more about tech than I do. Well, as a parent, you kind of have to at least keep an even level with your kids so they don't trip into the danger zones. And certainly COPPA 2.0 will add a greater protection for your child online for any influence, whether it be commercial and, well, there's other influences out there too, which we could talk about another time. Find out more about Fair Play on this issue and the others that they address. Fairplayforkids.org. She is their policy counsel, Haley Hinkle. Haley, thanks for the info and the explanation where COP 2.0 is and the importance it has for protecting our kids. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.